And please be seated. My dearly beloved, we bring this child to baptism. You are observing the will of our Lord, who commanded baptism, saying in the last chapter of Matthew, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." We should indeed value this sacrament highly, particularly since it is the only means of grace that God has given us for our children. This simple act of baptism has such a wonderful power because the Almighty God Himself works in and through His Word. He sees the sign on the forehead and upon the breast that you have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Hear the Holy Gospel of St. Mark. "And they brought young children to Jesus that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was much displeased, and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein." And then He took them up in His arms, put His hand on them, and blessed them. In order for us to ask the blessing of our Lord, let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, whose promises are unto us and to our children, we beseech you to look upon this child with your tender mercy and to renew her by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of holy baptism, that we may be with this child and bring this child into everlasting life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And let us now confess our Christian faith, into which this child is to be baptized, with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Mary, amen. Open to have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath begotten thee again of water and the Spirit, hath forgiven you all of your sins. May He strengthen you with His grace unto life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth?
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin.
Almighty God, merciful Father, I am a poor miserable sinner. Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy bottomless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter suffering to death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore, hidest thou thy face from thy sins, and forget all of our affliction? Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou did in their days. Amen. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree being desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were both opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And then he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you not to eat? And the man said, Well, the woman that you gave me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent begotten me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of your wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it you were taken, and dust you shall return. And then Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was of the mother of all living. And Adam also said to his wife, Did the Lord God make coats? And unto Adam also and to his wife, Did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them? And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know both good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden, of Eden, to till the ground from whence he came. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the end of the garden of Eden cherubims with flaming swords, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So far, the reading of the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 2. For even hereunto you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled not again, and when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself unto him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. For you were also sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. So far. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he said unto him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And then Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God,
beyond
all made, being of one substance with Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall never end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With our sermon.
Thank you.
My sermon theme this morning is, What is Christ to Me? And it's based upon our epistle lesson. And I would like to read one verse from that epistle. For you were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. So far, please be seated. It seems to me today especially that people do a lot of complaining. And a lot of it is justified, considering what is happening in our world today. But a lot of it is not. But you know what? That's one thing we have in common with Christ. Because he too complains. We complain about people, and so did he. But Christ's complaint was different. Jesus didn't complain just to hear himself talk, as often is the case with us. His complaint was sincere. His complaint was very serious. And his complaint was very true. The complaint that I'm referring to is where Christ says, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Yes, lip service, lip religion, a mechanical religion has done the church more harm and has robbed heaven of more souls than any open attack and outright persecution. Merely going through the motions of religion, covering oneself with a thin veneer of outward respectability, attending a church once in a while, saying an occasional prayer, keeping up with the church's contribution, deceives many people into believing that they are truly indeed a sheep of Christ's fold. And where this attitude exists, church life freezes. It freezes into a cold, matter-of-fact formalism. How can we be sure that our Christianity is not degenerating into something like that? This morning's sermon text will help. Let me read it once again. For you were like sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. To begin with, we must realize and recognize that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Before Jesus Christ can be anything else to us, he must be our Savior. And this means that we must honestly and sincerely trust in him as the only one who makes it possible for us to be a child of God and to have eternal life. Whatever else we may have, whatever else we may have learned from the Christian religion means absolutely nothing unless we have learned to know that Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer from sin and eternal damnation in hell. And this great central truth stands out in this morning's sermon text when it says, For you are sheep, having gone astray, but now you have returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. As you know, there are people today who are not interested in the great teachings of Christ, of the church. The reason for this, I think, is because they do not take sin seriously. For them, it's just a matter of inconvenience, if you will. They shrug it off as being just one of those things, no big deal, because everybody is doing it. But according to God, sin is a frightful thing which, if it remains unforgiven, will result in eternal separation from God in hell, eternal damnation. And that's the fact.
Thank God that there are still people who really do believe this and try to avoid a simple situation. Thank God that there are still those who know that without Jesus Christ, they are headed straight into a judgment with an angry God, eternal hell. Thank God that Jesus Christ came between us and an angry God, an offended God. He came between us and eternal damnation. Once again, we are told Christ suffered for us. And what does that mean? It means that Jesus Christ took our place on that cross and paid the full penalty of our sins. And as Almighty God assures us, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. It means that as far as the east is from the west, our sins are removed and remembered by him no more. It remembers that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, has cleansed us from all of our sins. But there are still so many who do not care. They're not the least interested in salvation or the forgiveness of sins. We are told Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. There's the power. That's the power that we need. Don't think that one is in the Christian faith if one does not show Christ as their Lord and Savior and all that he has done for us. It does not work that way. One cannot serve two masters. We are told Christ bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live under righteousness. That's the power. That's the power we need, and that's the power we have if we are in tune with Christ and the gospel of forgiveness. Listen to what is recorded in John 15. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I abide in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. This brings us back to our sermon theme. What is Christ to me? He is our example to follow in his steps. Now, we may have to take some ridicule, and I'm sure we will if we live our faith. This isn't always easy, but don't give up, because Jesus will never give up on us again. What is Jesus to us? First of all, he is our Savior. He is our power. He is our strength, he is our example, and above everything else, he is our eternal life through faith in him. And may God grant this to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us in this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
standards, it's really not going to get any better, but we also realize that with you, nothing is impossible. And we're asking that it is your will that you turn things around for Cal and Debbie. But we also pray that you grant Cal a peaceful release if the time comes, and welcome him into the joy of eternal life. Strengthen their faith in our Lord, giving them the assurance that through forgiveness they have been redeemed from all of their sins, and that eternal life is guaranteed because of what Christ has done. So we turn Cal and Deb over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands. Keep them in the saving faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, unto all, be it as the labor under heaven's aim, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience and love the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of the holy sacrament of the damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment which has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307, please.
Thank you. sin to us, the only God's Son, and that in him, being found as a passion of man, did manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
true blood.
Now may his body and blood strengthen and preserve and keep you the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Give it to God for all of its sins. Take it in. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Give it to God for all of your sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of your sins. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Take a just the miniature of all of us. Even under death, for all of us. Take a look. This is the true body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at here. This is the true body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all of your sins. This is a true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Thank you.
strengthen us in the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.